Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
CJ, let's go, Ace!
I ride with the game. Stars being born. The midday show. Andy, Randy, you're on. 92.9 Sports Talk Midday. Dallup, Andy, and Randy. We gon' need a big play. They gon' run to no huddle. Uh-huh. They gon' get to what's trending. Yeah. A game of sports jeopardy. In the car, I be winning. They talking Jackets and Hawks. Yeah. The Falcons and Dogs. Ooh. If you fans of the Braves, we do this for y'all. You can ask them anything. Yeah. The AMA round. Yeah. We the city united. The talk of the town. United and Hawks. Yeah. The Falcons and Dogs. Ooh. I rock with the game. Yeah. They doing this for y'all. United and Hawks, uh-huh. The Falcons and Dogs. It's Andy and Randy. They doing this for y'all.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. Hour number two, noon hour. Thanks for being with us. We'll get to an NFL no huddle just a couple minutes from right now. Best case and worst case, 1 through 7, ahead of the Falcons pick at 8. Coming up in 20 minutes, and we'll get to Sports Jeopardy at 12:40 as well. Atlanta United with a game tomorrow against Cincinnati. That's pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7:30. I saw Yorgos Yakimakis was at training yesterday.
Yorgos!
Hopefully he's available to go tomorrow. That would be very good. So that's coming up this weekend on the radio station. Of course, the Braves have the Texas Rangers in town this weekend as well. Maybe you can get over to the ballpark. Supposed to be kind of tough weather tonight, possibly. Like, it might be bad weather tonight. It's supposed to be good tomorrow, yeah. And then Sunday's supposed to be really bad.
Yeah, dog, because I knew I had to go. I left my coffee cup in the car yesterday, so I had to go get it this morning. So about 4:45, I go out, and it's beautiful outside. I come back in, go back in the kitchen, and this thing I hear, rain.
Yeah.
Like, damn, it just rained out of the blue this morning. But, yeah, man, hopefully it cooperates, man. This is you know what? Yeah, rain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I need to.
I was thinking the same
thing. Yeah, right.
If it's ever, we don't have anything to do this weekend.
Yeah.
So if it rains, then we don't have anything to do
yeah,
inside.
Yeah, man. Oh, man.
Which would be really nice.
Damn, I mean, that's
oh, man. Dang it. I guess we can't build all that stuff and plant all that stuff and do all that digging and do all that other stuff we're going to do outside.
Damn it, rain. Oh,
now,
man.
I will say this. There's probably something to be done inside. I pretty much guarantee that at our house.
We have a hurricane.
Well, there's a hall we can paint.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, we don't have any paint. I got some on the way home. All
right, there it is cool. Right there, dog.
I guess I'm painting
a hall. Some interesting. They do a Mount Everest clean. They clean up like all these. There's all this trash up there.
Yeah, people
they, like,
just leave stuff
leave
on the
stuff
way
up there. So they're going up there to do it, and they said also for bodies.
Yeah, there's people
and
up there.
Like, they don't bring them down when they're initially dead?
Well, when they die,
yeah.
The conditions are so bad
right.
That they can't.
But then they're going to do this new thing. I don't know when it's starting. But they're going to put chips, like, on your person.
Oh, good.
So they can easily locate you if you go up there and don't come back.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, there's, like, an overflow of people wanting to do this now.
Mm.
And I'm just still, like, I'm good.
I'm good, too.
I'm good.
I'm good, too.
I'm good on
I get
that.
It. I get
I
it.
I don't.
I get it, but I'm not.
I don't.
I'm not
I don't
do
get it.
I mean, it's the highest point on the planet.
I understand all that.
You understand the desire for adventure and
but
that
the
kind
thing
of stuff.
About it is that there's so many people that just, like, don't get me wrong. There are people who take it. I don't want to say you don't take it seriously because you got to take it seriously. You ask them to go up there.
Yeah.
But don't do the proper prep mm-hmm. to go up there. You know, a lot of people are like, well, I was an athlete. I think I can do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't take the proper.
Those are the ones that are frozen on the side of the
don't
path.
Don't take the proper, you know, get themselves ready to go. Because, I know it seems like you got the guide and there's other people there and everything, but it's still a fight against yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fight against yourself.
And it's also 30,000 feet
and
above sea.
And it's cold as hell.
And the air is thin and the weather can change on the drop of a dime. And, it's,
but that was one thing they were talking about. It's tons of garbage up there.
Yeah.
But then when they said the bodies, I'm like, damn. So you're going to look for Jim, huh? Jim from Sarasota.
Well, you know where he is.
Yeah, I mean he didn't go anywhere.
He didn't go far.
That's crazy. They said all the trash and bodies.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Yeah, I kind of feel like they should stop going up there. You know what I mean?
I'm with you.
Like, I understand why people want to do it, but it's been done, and it's been done by so many different people, and it's been done so many different ways. Like, I mean, they did it, okay? Mm-hmm. Pick something else.
Right.
Go to the bottom of the ocean or something like that, you know? Well, they tried to do that and the thing collapsed.
Remember that.
Maybe don't do that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or just stay on the earth.
It's fine with me.
Again, I get the quest for adventure. When we were in Florida, because we like to hike, and we've been to the highest peak in a couple of different states. Highest peak in Georgia, highest peak in North Carolina. Haven't been to the highest peak in Washington because it's Mount Rainier and it's 14,000 feet. Maybe someday. That's no joke either. People are like, oh, it's only half as high as Everest. People die every year trying to hike mountains like that. So be careful. We did the highest peak in Florida.
What the hell was that? Like 100 feet?
400.
I thought that was
like 100 feet.
Is that an actual mountain? I thought that was a landfill.
It's a hill. Yeah,
okay.
It's a hill. They don't even call it a mountain, which is smart because it isn't. Yeah, it's pretty close to the Destin.
Oh, really?
That area.
Oh, okay.
So we were like, you know what? Cross Florida off the list.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's get the highest peak in Florida, 400 feet. That's one that if maybe you like, you know, I want to summit. But I don't want to do Everest.
Right.
Head on down to Florida and climb that one.
I got you.
Not
I'm going to do that.
You can handle that one.
I can handle that one.
Nobody dies on the way up to that
Okay.
one.
All right, dude, I could do that.
I'm not going to say nobody because it is Florida.
Don't forget.
And anything can happen.
The dangerous part of climbing is actually the way down, so just be careful.
The dangerous part of that is being in Florida. That's what you never know what might happen there. But, we did it, man. We summited whatever that was.
You summited?
Summited whatever's hill that was on the way down there to 30A. Anyway, let's get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. NFL No Huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. We'll get back into a Falcons draft conversation coming up in 15 minutes as well. We'll start here with the general manager of the New England Patriots saying the same thing that every general manager has said leading into the draft. They're open for business.
We're open to anything, moving up, moving down. We're open for business in the first round and in every round. We have some holes we feel like we need to fill in the draft. We're a draft and develop team. The more picks we have, the better. But if there's an opportunity to move up and you know, strike, if the board kind of recommends it, then we won't be afraid to pull the trigger on that either.
1,000% correct. They got so many holes.
Yeah.
They got so many holes
they
on
should,
that New England
team. They should trade
They
back.
Should trade back. I mean, you have a good enough quarterback in Jacoby Brissett, you know, to be able to do something. But, I mean, Andy, they got so many holes that especially on the offensive side. They need everything. They need at least 4 starting linemen. They need at least 2 starting receivers.
Yeah.
They need probably a starting tailback and a quarterback. They need a quarterback.
They still got Ramondre Stevenson.
Yes.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
So he's all right.
But
they need
so many things.
Yeah.
And they could get a you-know-what.
Yeah, number three is a you can get a boatload for that.
And that's something that we've been talking about like for a couple of weeks as far as that was the spot that I was calling out about, you know, because you're so limited offensively, why would you just go ahead and collect? Because I think that when people, and I said this, I don't know if I said it with you, I said it last week with Triple, I hate the word generational when you ain't seen nothing. And you keep saying this is a generational draft class. How you know?
Yeah.
Just like, you know, you don't know.
It might not be.
It might not be.
It might be.
It might be, but it might not be.
Might not be.
I would lean more not be.
Probably
than,
not.
Exactly.
Because almost no draft class is generational.
Yeah, so I would lean, you know, just roll with Jacoby for this year, and we'll dress quarterback maybe second round if Penix or somebody is there.
Yeah.
But I would try and get as much as I could for that 3
I'm with you. I'm with you. But then the flip side of that is also you really haven't done anything until you've gotten your quarterback.
I agree.
Right? Like,
I agree.
They're – okay, they can build around him and all that. They kind of like the Falcons have done the last couple of years. Yeah, you got some nice skill position pieces on offense. All right, we're ready. No, you're not. You're not ready to go because you don't have the quarterback right. And then you're 3 years down the road and you have to pay a free agent $100 million to come there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you believe that Drake May is, or whoever, it's either going to be May or Daniels, or maybe it's J.J. McCarthy. Maybe you believe it's him. I don't know. But if you believe one of those guys is your quarterback for the next decade, you have to take him.
Yeah.
Even though you suck right now, you have to take him and get him and then build around him as you go. Because, look, I mean, I know it's not the same situation. People are going to try to make this comparison because it was the last one to do it and do it so effectively. But, like, I mean, the Texans took a quarterback at number two and then went about figuring it out around. Now, they had some good pieces elsewhere. Certainly a better roster leading into it than New England does right now. But they got that right. Now they're good. Yeah. Now they can go from there. And they've made big trades to try to build around him and everything like
that. And they just went ahead and talk about Houston. They went and upgraded everything.
They did.
We got a better pass rusher. We got another lineman. We got you a damn tailback, a number one wide receiver to go along with those three other young guys. So, yeah, they're doing it right.
They did. They did. So, anyway, I don't know. If they decide they want to move back, that's a lot of draft capital for them. I kind of hope they don't for the purpose of the conversation we're going to get into in about 10 minutes from right now as far as what's the best case for the Falcons. Best case really is no one trades out until number eight, and then the Falcons have an opportunity to do that. Let's hear from the general manager of the Giants talking about their quarterback situation.
There's stuff out there all the time that's not true, and you really can't let it bother you. I've got a good relationship with Daniel, and we communicate. I'm still confident in Daniel, the way he's wired, what he showed us in 2022. I've still got a lot of confidence in Daniel.
I wouldn't be surprised, because if things work out 4, 5, and 6, talking about the Cardinals, Chargers, and the Giants, I wouldn't be surprised if all three of those receivers went right there.
Receivers?
Yep, I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't. The Giants are another team has nobody to throw the damn ball to. Now, nobody. I saw Slayton Bo on the Giants? Is that his name? Darius Slayton. I saw you holding out, Andy.
Yeah, Steve Slayton was a receiver that may have also played for the Giants 10 years ago.
Okay, that's what it was.
There was also Steve Smith.
I saw Darius Slayton say, he holding out, Andy.
Oh.
Yeah, he wants some more money. Good luck with that pimping. good luck with that pimping. But,
oh, no, Steve Slayton was a running back.
Yeah, good. Oh, yeah, from West Virginia.
Yeah, West Virginia, yeah.
Yeah, he was him and Pat White.
Pat White, that's
yeah, him
right.
and Pat White in West Virginia. They came out here and tow our ass up in the Georgia Dome.
Everybody loved that duo. Didn't matter where you – except maybe you're a Georgia fan. No matter where you were as a college football fan in the country at that time, everybody remembers Pat White and Steve
Slayton. I remember, we flew up here for that game. We were on the sideline, and we had a partner who went to West Virginia. So we all flew up here together, Andy, and we was just talking cash money on the plane ride. And, man, I ain't see one West Virginia game that year. And he kept telling me, man, watch them boys, man, that quarterback. I was like, man, whatever.
Pat White was awesome.
And then I just saw, they were flying up and down the field on Georgia.
Yeah, man.
I was like, West
Virginia kind of feels like it would have been a fun place to play college football.
Dude,
like,
Morgantown?
They love college football.
Yes,
in
they
Morgantown.
Do. Yeah, but I just
like, you'd have to live in Morgantown.
I
like Emory Hunt's thought, though, about the Giants – addressing the receiver.
They got to get a receiver.
But they also have an early second-round pick as well, and whatever quarterback is there, take them.
Yeah, like, but because Daniel Jones, his contract is guaranteed this year.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed this year.
This year,
yeah. And so, I mean, but they have nobody on offense. The defense is straight. Offense, they got nobody.
We'll come back.
And old boy said, yeah, I know I'm number three, but I need more bread.
It's like the walk-on asking for NIL money.
Hell out of here.
I don't know, man. All right, we'll see if it works out for you. I hope it does. I hope it works out for you. We'll come back. We'll tell you what the best-case scenario for the Falcons is, 1-7. We'll also tell you what you don't want to have happen, 1-7, if you want 8 to be as valuable as possible for the Falcons as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, that's the business to be in. That's the business to be in. If you can own...
Hell yeah.
If you can own a professional sports franchise, even if you do an awful job, like yes, the owner of the A's has done...
The owner of...
The owner of the Coyotes
yes.
did.
Yes.
Just own one and then wait and wait and wait, and then someone will buy it from you for like a bunch of times more than what you spent for it. Like the longer you wait, obviously the higher it goes in value. But the guy bought the Arizona Cardinals, sorry, the Arizona Coyotes or the Phoenix Coyotes,
$425 million
5 years ago, and then he sold them for $1.2 billion this week. Cool. Well done.
Good for him.
Well done. I'll be honest with you.
Not good for him because he's probably a horrible damn owner.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. Like that's the thing is like, you know, yes, you made money for sure.
Right.
And in business, that's the end goal and all of that kind of stuff, of course. But like, I'm not rooting for these people. I don't care. He was going to be rich one way or the other.
But the thing with it is
he just screwed over a bunch of fans in Phoenix
yes.
that love that team. That sucks.
They played in a 4,500
I don't care.
Seat arena.
Then 4,500 people are bummed out that they left.
And that
sucks.
And they couldn't fill the capacity.
There's nothing that they could do. It's not up to them. You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
I can't make more people
that.
Come.
I agree with that.
Every time this happens, I'm going to have the same opinion.
I know because you've been through it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yes, you've been through this.
Yeah.
So you still,
and a team you played for moved too.
Yeah,
so those fans that cheered for all you guys got screwed too.
Yeah.
So it sucks.
I mean, I understand that part because, I mean, you've been there. I've never had my.
I have.
Yeah. You cried, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I did.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
I absolutely did. It was awful.
I know it was.
I love the Sonics. I still do.
Were they your favorite team in Seattle?
They were.
Okay.
They were. And hopefully they'll be back someday. But
will be.
Out of the hands of the people who make it possible, teams move.
Yeah. But like, I mean, all that tech up
the
there.
The fans can't do anything about it. And they're the ones that go and support it and make it worth $1 billion and all that kind of stuff. And then these guys are like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to go someplace else. I think we'll just move cities.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks. It kind of makes you not want to be a sports fan
because
when
that?
You dig into that kind of stuff. Because at the end of the day, none of them care about you really.
No.
Like, which sucks, but you're going to be a sports fan anyway, and you should.
I mean, it's all about how much.
I do feel like it'll work in Utah.
Why? It's cold?
Yeah, that's part of it.
I know the other reason.
Yeah.
I know the other reason.
Yeah, it snows.
It snows. Yeah.
And
it snows.
There's a lot of white people. So it seems like if
it snows.
If something was going to work, you know, in a city, hockey in the Salt Lake City would work.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, good for Utah. They got a hockey team.
Good for them.
Now, they got a basketball team called the Jazz, and I ain't never seen or heard no blues clubs or jazz clubs in Utah.
If they're going to stick with the theme of having the most inappropriately named sports teams, because there is nothing more opposite than Salt Lake City and jazz music, what should the hockey team be called? If they're going to stick with it.
Ooh, something that the FCC won't get mad at me. I can't say it. I can't say it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's probably Coyotes in Utah, so maybe they could
sure
just stick with the name Coyotes,
I'm sure there are.
Which is what they did. I know the New Orleans Jazz were the first basketball
that.
Team and all that.
Well, you
could
change the damn team.
You could change your name.
You could change the name.
Like they changed the name from Sonics to Thunder because Sonics was named after airplanes and Thunder. I guess there's just a lot of thunder and lightning in Oklahoma.
I know that ring. Did you? I saw a video like Dubai's underwater right now, Buck.
Yeah, it rained a lot
because of some kind of thing they do with the rich people or all the people rich. They do something to influence like precipitation, and it rains.
Really?
Because it's a desert.
I didn't.
It's a desert.
No, you could do that.
I didn't either until I was looking at it this morning. And so basically, they like overdid it. Like I saw the video at the damn airport, like. Damn planes are damn near covered in water.
I saw a video of some camels being swept away by a flood.
Damn.
Yeah.
All that money.
I mean, maybe, and this is a crazy thought.
I'm listening.
So stop me if I get you crazy. maybe we shouldn't try to control the weather.
I guess not, Andy.
You know what I mean?
I guess not.
Like, maybe that's not a good idea for us.
I guess not.
To do.
And it's too much.
Maybe that's too much power for people to have.
It's too much money over there to have it flooded out, too. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I just feel like, you know, it's a desert, so it always was one.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have built your city someplace else if you wanted there to be
water. I know it's probably cheaper for when y'all were like, let's turn this desert into a luxurious place to visit.
Yeah. You know what this desert needs is
skyscrapers and hotels.
A whole bunch of water for yachts.
Huh? I know that's what the oil is, but I'm just saying, they could have left it. The oil been there before that city was.
Right, that's the thing.
Yeah.
All of the stuff has been there for billions of years. Yeah. Like, this all sort of happened over a long time. And then we got this idea of like, oh, let's just start doing whatever we want. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Let's put a hockey team in Phoenix.
Yes.
It's a stupid idea. Okay? It's a stupid idea. It's a stupid idea to put a frozen sport in Phoenix. I'm sorry. I do feel badly for those fans, but I did always think it was weird to have a hockey team in Phoenix. It's a dumb idea to mess with the weather.
It
like
is.
That, man.
It is. In a place like that, yeah. where they got all this money, they can afford them air conditioning.
Yeah,
that's my biggest thing.
Sure. Yeah, or at least fans.
It's hot as hell there, though.
Yeah. Then don't go.
Don't go. Don't go.
Yeah.
All right. Like, Dubai's not real. I mean, people go there, but they're not like they're wealthy and all that stuff because of tourism.
Right, right.
They're not like we were
I'm sure they make a little bit off.
Yeah,
that,
like
yeah.
like when we were in Jamaica and like our guy was, you know, giving us quizzes and everything about Jamaica. And he's like telling us how much of the country's economy and all that stuff is based on tourism. It's like all of it, basically. Damn,
yeah,
it's based on tourism. Same for our guy in the Bahamas. It ain't like that over there.
No.
They don't need your tourism dollars.
Yeah, no. Whether you go or not, they're going to be there.
Yes.
They're going to build skyscrapers.
Yes.
They're going to have beautiful, lush, green golf courses right in the middle of a place where it never rains.
Hell yeah.
How'd you do that? How'd you guys? Oh, right. You just have all the money so you can do whatever you want. Again, just don't play with the weather. Mother Nature's no joke. All right. Falcons draft at 8. We know that.
Yes.
I think we diagnosed what we thought or hoped would be the best case scenario for them earlier this week, which would be that if the three top quarterbacks go 1 through 3, meaning New England doesn't trade out, nobody trades out of 3. So you got Williams, you got May, you got Daniels, in whatever order you need that to be, top 3. And then you have the three receivers go in the next 4 picks in whatever order you want.
Yes.
And then you have Joe Alt go, right? So you have him go at 7. So meaning the Falcons are sitting there at 8, and J.J. McCarthy and Brock Bowers.
Yes.
And I guess the other quarterbacks as well, but I think specifically J.J. McCarthy for this conversation,
right,
are there. And then you have an opportunity, if a team wants to trade up to get him, to make a move.
Right.
Like that probably – is it better if Joe Alt is off the board and Brock Bowers is there, or is it better if somehow Brock Bowers also goes and all 4 pass catchers are off the board before you pick and Joe Alt is there too? Is there any world in which someone trades up for him, or probably not?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. But, I mean, you never know, because, you know, when you look at players like Alt, he's a blue chipper. It's a blue chip left tackle. Go play there for the next 15 years. That's his comp. It's one of those guys. So it's hard to find those dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get one, you sign him and all those different things. My thing is that you hope that J.J. is there for the simple reason is that you're right there. Like, and I can think of who else is thinking like that. The Bears are thinking like that. Anybody who's in front of Denver and Oakland, right there, or Minnesota, if there has not been a trade by those teams to get up to that spot to get him, and they're just sitting there waiting.
Obviously, quarterback is going to be the position that it always is. The quarterback is the most traded up for guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what teams trade up for. Mm-hmm. We understand. That's why we say best case scenario would be J.J. McCarthy falls to you at 8, and then maybe you can negotiate to move back. Is there a world in which there's a couple McCarthy would have to go in the top 7. Harrison goes. Maybe Bowers gets picked somehow before the other 2 pass catchers and Joe Alt. And then you're sitting there, and Odunze and Malik Nabers are there.
Mm-hmm.
Are those guys thought highly of enough for someone to want to move up and get them?
Yes.
Because that might be a scenario as well.
Yes.
Now, the Falcons might end up taking one.
The Falcons might end up taking
one. Malik Nabers and Odunze are there at 8. You might just have to take one of those 2 guys.
Yes.
Now, one of those guys is very likely to be there at 8, and maybe you'll do that as well. I won't say very likely, but it's possible that one of those 2 guys is there for you at 8 as well. But I just feel like the more, like, because when you just go positionless and you just list the guys that you think are the best in this draft, I don't know how many offensive guys, skill position guys especially, get listed before you get to any defensive guys. Skill position guys get listed before you get to any non-skill position right. guys. Like, it's quarterbacks, it's receivers, maybe you throw Bowers in there as well. You get well past eight picks yes. before you get to that. So the best thing for the Falcons would be for those highly thought of guys, as many as possible, for those highly thought of guys to be there at eight. So maybe it's not just a quarterback hungry team that wants to get up. Maybe it's somebody that needs a receiver. Or I don't know if Brock Bowers would command that to somebody to trade up for him or not, but that's the best case scenario for the Falcons is as many of those highly thought of, especially quarterback, but as many of those highly thought of players fall to you at eight, and then you have the negotiating power to move back.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be, but it's always, it's going to be the day of. You know what I mean? It's going to be the day of the draft that next Thursday. And so when you're sitting there and you're watching these guys drop, and you're watching these picks go where they're going, then you're like, okay. Because these are things that you know. You can talk about board needs. You know Oakland needs a damn quarterback. I mean, I'm sorry, Vegas needs a quarterback. Denver needs a quarterback. Yep. And Minnesota needs a quarterback. Yep.
And they're at 11, 12, and 13.
Yes, exactly. So somebody's got to try to get up ahead of each other. So hopefully that quarterback there who looks like J.J. McCarthy is dropping, then that and if Alt and all the receivers are gone, that's a prime spot.
It is.
Prime spot.
Is there such a thing as a 1-7 that is unfavorable for the Falcons? Because I really think the only thing that would be unfavorable is then if you really want to trade out, the way it breaks down before you makes it so you can't. Right. And then you just have to take a guy at eight, which there's nothing wrong with.
I just don't.
Is there a 1-7 where the Falcons are like, damn, we didn't see that coming? Now
probably if somebody jumps up to get JJ in front of him.
Okay.
Somebody gets
four quarterbacks and three receivers.
That's bad?
Bowers and Alter, what you're trading back with?
Well, you're not trading back then. Then you just stay at eight. And
I know.
Latu or Turner.
But that'd probably be the worst grouping.
But that's not bad, right? Like, if the question is worst case
there
scenario.
There are no disaster scenarios.
Yeah, there's really no worst case because you've already addressed the quarterback. You signed a second wide receiver, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm sure there's what they hope happens 1-7. Mm-hmm. And then there's chaos potential for 1-7.
But there's nothing that right now I can think of that's going to change that up. If New England moves out of that three, then
that means the Falcons aren't trading it.
Yeah. If New England, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're, well, that means that whoever trading up to get to three is taking a quarterback.
Yeah.
And then there's still McCarthy still going to be out
there. That could help the Falcons, actually.
That's what I'm saying.
Because sometimes when teams, you know, when another general manager sees another team do something like that, that puts a little pressure on them to do it too.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once a trade happens, a lot of times more trades happen.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, they're going.
Especially when they're
going to get quarterbacks.
Especially when they're that high on the day of.
That actually might benefit them. If New England was to trade back, now that would take one of the Minnesota, Denver, Las Vegas teams off the board.
Because one of them three are coming up.
That would be one of the guys that trade up.
Yes.
But then maybe you become a trade candidate for one of the other two that didn't trade up.
Or like you said, if one of those receivers falls.
Yeah.
Or Malik Neighbors, somebody. Yeah. And somebody wants to get in front of the Bears.
Yeah.
At nine.
We did it. We came up with a new scenario.
There we go, doggy.
I mean, it's almost every day we come up with a new scenario. And we've been doing this for like, it feels like a year. I'm impressed with us, and you should be too. We'll come back. We'll get to Sports Jeopardy after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, some shout-outs to give here on a happy hour Friday. If you're out there drinking something, send us a picture at TBM929 at RandyMac81.
Oh, what was this, Bo? Oh.
Willie Nelson.
Just can't wait to
why?
Get on
why?
The road again.
I mean, nothing wrong with it, but why? Oh, tomorrow's 420. And he loves weed, Willie Nelson does, famously.
Gotcha.
One of the most famous weed guys.
Ever.
Is there a more? Snoop.
Yeah, him and
but they're like, they're buddies.
Yeah.
In part because of that.
Yeah.
Who else? Play their song they did together.
They have a song together?
Oh, Snoop joins Willie at concerts sometimes. Okay. And he has a song called Roll Me Up When I Die.
I don't know
if it was like compliant.
Love it.
Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die?
Yeah.
You could play that, I think.
That's what movie was that? Oh, How High.
Oh,
when they smoked that, when they were smoking their boy.
How High. Remember, that's a genre we've kind of gotten away from.
Yes.
The weed movie.
Yes.
You know, what was the one with
Half-Baked?
Half-Baked. Yeah. How High.
Harold and Kumar.
Yeah. We need to go back there. Yeah, some weed movie remakes.
Oh, God.
But now
Pineapple Express
that was legal everywhere, so I think there's not like the fun of joking about it isn't quite the same. It's not legal here, though, so no. We can still goof off about it and have some fun. A shout-out to Steven. He's got a Rye Manhattan. Looks pretty fancy at a bar. Jared's got a Hey Man.
Okay.
He's a company man here, drinking a Hey Man. And we've got Jeff, who's got a PBR can and a bottle of chicken cock, which is rye whiskey. I think you can say that too, as long as you're talking about the whiskey. So there you go. Enjoy. And one other guy who didn't send a picture, but he is drinking some High Noons while playing golf, Brad. Brad's out there golfing, drinking some High Noons. So good for you.
You right there, Randy?
This is the name of the whiskey, man.
You good?
It's the name of the whiskey. Hey. Hey. Hey.
Oh, man.
Hey, everyone. Hey, everyone. Listen up. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of the most comprehensive NFL draft coverage anywhere on the radio Thursday night. Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer, live coverage from round one at Mercedes-Benz. Friday night, the Wade Ford tailgate crew, John Fricke, Joe Patrick, Harper LaBelle, they're going to cover rounds two and three. And then Saturday, we got you covered for the third day of the draft as well. Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan are live for all four rounds. Plus, we're going to be late into the evening taking your phone calls on Thursday and Friday as well. That's the 2024 draft live all weekend on 92.9 The Game and anywhere in the world on the Odyssey app. Even if you're climbing Mount Everest.
Yeah, you get it up there too.
Yep, you can be like 25. Maybe you don't have service up there. Maybe
I was going to ask how high do you have to go up for no service?
Don't know.
I was kidding. Yeah, because most people have stat phones up there when they get in trouble and stuff. I was curious. Like,
it would be very amazing if someone was at the top of Everest listening to Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan talk about the Falcons' fifth round draft pick.
I'm sure they're awesome. Have you ever met anybody that's climbed Everest?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I've had a handful of friends climb Mount Rainier, but no, nobody that I know has ever climbed Everest.
Okay, all right.
Maybe somebody will someday.
Maybe
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I just
it won't be me.
No.
As much as I love hiking, and I'd like.
What is your limit of hikes?
Probably Mount Rainier,
okay.
Which is 14,000. It's very tall and dangerous. But I mean, my son's middle name is Rainier.
It is.
Know what I mean?
It
so
is.
Like, probably should climb it at some point. But that's probably it. That's probably enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
I ain't going that high.
Yeah, no,
like, I'm having
I don't blame you.
I'm having an issue with the place in Florida you just talked about.
You were higher above sea level right now than we were at that place in Florida.
Yeah, probably not there, Florida. Thing.
Every place in Atlanta is higher above sea level than that place. All right, let's get to a sports Jeopardy.
Randy.
Andrew. Andy.
I was going to say that slows down your buzz time. You go all
that's
the way
true.
There.
It's a good point.
Well, hold on. Oh, never mind. You did. Okay.
What?
No, you were saying about talking to Brad about the, what they call it again? High Noons.
High Noons.
Okay, yeah, because you kind of had me going for
it. Not for me.
Yeah.
Not for me. But that's all right. Not for everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got different tastes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Within 1 year, how many years did the Braves franchise spend in Milwaukee?
Randy.
Randy.
Oh, God. 14.
That is within 1 year. The correct answer is 13. I thought you were going there.
Wow.
I was
going
to say 13.
I thought you were starting to whisper 13 and you went to 14. Jeez,
I thought they were there for longer than that.
Yeah.
That's
good
a trick
for you.
I knew it wasn't over 15. I knew that part.
How? Did you know that?
Because I calculated in my head for a second. Like,
okay.
They weren't there that long.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Okay. Hey.
All right. Who is the lowest draft pick to eventually win NBA MVP?
Andy.
Andy.
Jokic.
It sure is. 41st overall. I think everyone else is 15 or higher, I want to say.
Everybody else is at least a first rounder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking somebody undrafted probably.
Yeah.
That's what I thought of.
Yeah, that would have been
I was hoping there'd be undrafted when I was doing the research for the question.
Or there used to be Jokic. Like seven rounds.
Yeah, it did.
You know?
Like, yeah, that's why I thought it might be somebody undrafted.
Okay.
Which initialed slugger led the Braves in home runs in 2004? Clubbing 31
Andy.
Of them.
Wow.
Andy.
J.D. Drew.
That is correct.
Really?
J.D. Drew.
I never got that one.
He had initials. That's the...
Yeah.
I was like, is there an A.J. somewhere around there?
A.J. Pruszynski. No.
Dallas Turner could be a top 10 pick with the first name of an American city. Do you like to ring in already?
No. Just the premise is going to, I already know this is going to make Randy mad.
What Ohio State lineman taken by the Cardinals last year has the first
Randy.
Name of a European city?
Paris.
I need the name of the I don't think it's gonna be good enough. Do you know the Ohio State lineman who's now with the Cardinals?
Ain't his name Paris?
Can you give me a last name?
Hey, don't make me step in your damn.
Come on, I can't let you get away with just randomly guessing a European city.
I know his name is Paris, right?
Yeah.
Okay, man.
You can't give me.
Oh God, he's coming for you,
Andy. Are we giving him credit for that?
I've never seen him get up before.
That's a.
Wow, that was a quick first step. That was pretty good.
It's just like a Alex Trebek. Can we be more specific, you know?
All right. I mean, you just asked for the city, so I feel like it's probably okay.
Paris Johnson, offensive tackle.
I mean, Johnson. Everybody knows that guy's name.
All right, John. John Ray. By the way, we are tied at.
I think you got the question right.
2-2 with the asterisk brought on by life-saving decisions.
Oh, boy.
John Riggins, one of the top 20 rushers in NFL history, played at which college from 67 to 70?
Ooh. Wow. Oh, man.
He was the only one of the top 20 I thought you guys might not know. Everyone else you would have gotten.
Okay.
Okay, say it again now.
Absolutely not.
John Riggins.
Okay.
What college did he play at?
Yeah, where did he play in college, basically? Andy.
Andy?
UConn.
It is incorrect.
Damn, I don't know. Did John Riggins play? No, he didn't. Did he play Notre Dame?
He did not. Where Kansas.
Okay.
Never knew that.
You guys would have gotten the entire rest of the top 25.
Really?
Or where they played school at?
Yeah. Every single one of them you would have gotten right.
That's interesting.
Which fan favorite receiver was the last Falcons draftee in Arthur Smith's first draft?
Randy. Which fan?
You said Randy already.
No, which fan favorite last receiver drafted by? Oh damn! I don't know.
We've interviewed him.
We have
a bunch of times.
Oh, the damn!
I don't know why I'm doing that.
I don't know either.
Oh,
what an idiot! But he still can't pull it.
I can't pull it.
Right.
I can't pull it.
Andy, Frank Darby.
Yes. Frank Darby is correct.
I can't pull it.
He's fun to talk to.
Yeah, he is. I can't get it out.
Who started in center field for the Braves season opener in 2021?
Randy.
Wow.
Randy.
2021?
Yes.
Oh, damn. I don't know, man. I don't know. Ronald Acuna.
That is incorrect.
Yeah. That was one of the names I was thinking of. Andy.
Andy.
Was it Ender Inciarte?
It sure wasn't.
Oh,
whoa.
Oh, pump fake. What a dick. Sorry.
You got it.
My bad.
would you believe it? How shortly we forget. Christian Pache.
Wow.
Where's he at? Didn't the Mets pick him up or something?
I just saw he had a game winner over the weekend.
The Phillies, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he had a game winner over the weekend.
Wow. Christian Pache. Jeez.
There are six marathons known as the World Marathon Majors. London, Berlin, and Tokyo are the three international ones. Uh-huh. Can you name the three American?
Andy. Boston.
Yes.
New York.
Yes.
Chicago?
That is correct. That is correct. Boston, of course, held just Monday. I enjoyed watching
it. It was Marathon Monday.
Very much. From 1990 to 2003, only once was opening day not started by Maddox, Glavin, or Smoltz.
Andy.
I know that.
Andy?
Steve Avery.
No. Who was the opening day starter in 2001?
Was it Hudson?
It was not Hudson. You guys remember John Burkett?
Yeah, no. I do.
No.
More from the Marlins. Didn't he play for the Marlins before he came here? Anyway, maybe not.
All right. We have a 4-2 lead. Randy, you got to get this one to stay alive. What professional boxer was known as the Galveston Giant?
The Galveston Giant?
Andy.
Andy.
Sugar Ray Robinson.
That is incorrect.
Well, I mean, he's from Houston. Was George Foreman one, though? Was it George Foreman?
That is also incorrect. Ooh. Jack Johnson.
Oh.
Yeah, Jack.
Did not know that.
Yeah, Jack was a wild man. Jack like bunnies and liquor.
That's another.
Yeah, man.
And fur coats.
Yeah.
In a time where it was very dangerous to like all those things.
Yes, fur coats, bunnies, and liquor.
There's a great documentary on him, too.
It's awesome.
Yeah, man. Awesome. If you don't know anything about Jack Johnson, the boxer, I guess I didn't know his nickname. Watch the documentary, and one got past me.
It's really good.
I was focused on the bunnies and the liquor, I think. check that one out.
Yeah,
it's
that
good.
Was a wild man.
All right, final score of 4-2. We have a winner.
Boom! We love it. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. NBA playoff conversation at 1:20 as the playoffs get underway on Sunday. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hustle Charlie Water, that player, they have a cool. Often imitated, but never
duplicated. Kilograms of coca, black broccoli, I used to weigh it. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.